So we're rolling. So there's no button that we need to press.
We're rolling. Okay. Yeah. Let's do the song. Everybody sing along. It's the Trav and Lo show. Kunal and Helen and Chaz show. It's late at night. What's late at night? So we call it late at night show.
Hey.
Man, yeah. I wish I could have sang along with that.
We have a full room. We have a full room tonight.
Do you do that every time?
Sometimes we ad-lib music.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah. So we have this thing where the format of the show is like one of us will host and the person who is hosting also edits and like publishes, writes the liner notes and everything. And Lowe's really pays attention to certain things and I really pay attention to certain things. And so what happens... and it probably gets the most like kind of conversation going amongst our audience is that every two episodes you'll have episodes with really good music. And then you'll have two episodes with me going, "Welcome to the land."
Oh, so I guess this is your episode.
This is sorry guys. The next two episodes are gonna have not great music and a lot of me going, So we have a full room tonight actually, because it's late nights.
Maybe
we could go around the room, give like a quick bio, say what up. So let's start here. Let's start across the room.
As Travis points with his right arm,
gesturing
his right gestured area.
Because
you
start at my 12 o'clock.
Because you know it's a podcast.
Right on. I'm Chaz Barton. I'm a designer on search in Google. And just moved out here to San Francisco about 6 months ago.
Wow.
Newbie.
New glur. sweet baby Barton joins us into the world. All right. And 11 o'clock.
Yeah. I'm Kunal Patel, also a designer in search, recovered architect, former New Yorker, lifelong New Yorker.
Mm-hmm.
Temporarily residing in SF till I find a better place to live.
Yo, that's a boss bio.
I know. I was like, that's very articulate. Like, did you write that out on the bus over here? You were like, maybe I should write some bullets. No?
No.
Well spoken.
A former professor started using the term recovered architect.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, that's good.
Uh-huh.
I need that.
And so he was an architectural professor?
She.
She? Sorry.
Yeah. She kind of...
Sorry, we're all looking at each other. Everybody's looking at me with angry eyes because we had this huge discussion about assuming gender.
Yeah.
And then, like, right now I just assume somebody's gender on the air. So anyway, so she was your professor of architecture and she would claim to be a recovering...
Well, so she...
Architectress. See, I'm not assuming anything.
She studied architecture. she taught a web design class while I was in architecture school.
Okay.
That kind of set me down the path to where I am now.
Mm.
And she left architecture completely and went into UX and started using the phrase like recovered architect.
Right.
Like, oh, that's good. And then she kind of, when I was ready to make that transition, kind of shepherded me through it.
Why does the idea of... being a recovered or being a previous this, why does that appeal to you?
I think going through architecture school is such a traumatic experience for a lot of people.
One of my favorite books ever.
It's a badge of honor.
But let me jump in. One of my favorite books ever was 101 Things I Learned from Architecture School.
Yeah.
And it was so illuminating. You're shaking your head. Do you know this?
I do.
You've seen this book? Okay.
Yeah.
So good. So I just imagine architecture school being full of like big ideas like reveals and how to draw straight lines and like how to kind of like organize somebody's emotions around a physical space.
It demands a lot out of you.
Okay.
It really reshapes how you think.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a education that demands all of the things you described and more, but also misses a lot, or at least when I was in school, a lot around empathy for the end user.
And you felt you feel like design kind of covers that a little bit stronger?
I think UX does.
Right.
And I think architecture struggle for me with it is it's a fine art that needs to be functional.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have architects who want to build a work of art, but then are they doing what's right by the people who are going to be using the space or the people who are paying mm-hmm. for a space to be built? So, you know, and that's more at the sort of like upper end of the spectrum of,
yeah,
you know, you see so many museums and things get over on their budget by two or three times. And so even if it's beautiful, is it responsible?
Okay.
And,
yeah.
And it's in a unique position, I think, as a creative medium to like struggle with that.
And that bothered you about it?
That was one of the things that bothered me about it.
Wow. I really want to get into that soon. Let's continue around the circle. So like around my 9 o'clock, we have a returning guest. We're so excited. Say hello.
I've returned.
Ladies and gentlemen, Helen Tran.
Sorry, I'm a little spacey right now. I just kind of fell in love with Kunal. Like, excuse me. I think my heart has just flown right into his direction.
Wow.
His voice is so buttery.
It is.
Late nights.
But yeah, late nights. Helen's falling in love.
That's
you get
awesome.
To witness this right now. Helen Tran, design lead, Shopify.
Mm-hmm.
I am returning.
We know a lot about Helen Tran. For those who are tuning in for the first or nearly first time, we have two really great episodes with Helen. So there's a lot of back history there. Thank you so much for joining us again. This is kind of an impromptu appearance.
Yeah.
We were having dinner and we were like, hey, do you want to maybe come across the street and record some stuff? And she's like, cool. Helen, everyone. Los.
Intro. Recovering introist. I don't know. I do it every other podcast, so I'm recovering and don't want to intro.
Yeah.
You know who I am.
He's mad because he can't handle the tunes tonight. So the beats that you heard before this show are all me, and that's why they're all a little bit funky. And then I'm Travis. So we have a lot to talk about, and I have prepared very little, and I'm very excited about this. It's going to be a very candid episode, hopefully. And this conversation that we want to kind of pick up started at Salad Bros lunch.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a club. It's called Salad Bros.
Oh my God.
Yeah, we eat salad.
Is it only bros?
We've only done one meeting of the club.
Okay.
And there happened to be only bros there.
It already starts skewing. Yeah.
We don't even, you can be a part of the club even if you're, you know, any gendered. We don't assume Salad Bro.
Look, I know you just started, but your diversity numbers really suck.
Well, that's why you're here, Helen.
Chaz and I didn't name the club as well.
Yeah. That's obviously a Travis name.
Is it really?
It sounds like something I would make up, right? Sounds like something me and my son would play on a weekend. Salad Bros.
Salad Bros.
Okay, so this conversation kind of peaked up at our first inaugural Salad Bro lunch. And let's kind of give a history of how this conversation came up. It actually came up with another of our colleagues. You want to kind of lead us into this conversation?
Sure. Yeah. So
Kunal has a memory.
So we have a very kind coworker who has a friend who runs a bag company.
Like an apparel.
Company. Apparel, uh-huh. Yes. And he was looking for people to try out a new line of products for him. He was looking for people in tech. Our coworker asked Chaz and I if we would be so kind as to try out a free super cool bag.
Mm-hmm.
And we agreed. And the only catch was that we had to fill out a sort of questionnaire about the bag. And one might expect that it'd be, you know, mostly focused on the bag or routine. Like, how are you going to use this?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what's your day-to-day look like with it? What's your favorite feature? And instead, the first question was, can you describe yourself with real honesty?
Oh, wow.
And another one was, you know, compared to your goals 5 years ago, where are you in your life?
Yeah.
This is a questionnaire for a bag.
It's a heavy bag. It's a heavy lifting bag.
A questionnaire for a bag.
How close your life goal that you had 10 years ago are you today?
Right. And so how many questions would you say?
Maybe it was eight.
Eight questions. Okay. One question about the bag.
And we're going to answer that question at the end.
Yeah.
We'll see if we get to it.
So our goal tonight is to kind of spin out and discover what we have inside us according to the questionnaire.
This is cool.
Yeah.
We're giving them free research.
This is amazing for them. How we answer.
Yeah.
Just give them a link to our podcast.
Absolutely.
So
this is
sending
8 months ago.
I still haven't filled out this questionnaire, by the way. That's what we were talking about, because these questions were so intense and also so on my mind that I didn't know how to answer them.
And because they're on your mind, the bag's on your mind.
Right.
Maybe. Oh. It's like a wow. What a user experience strategy. Yeah.
So the truth is, everyone that buys the bag gets the survey inside the bag, and they will never ever forget the bag company.
No, never. They may also be like committed to an asylum, but yeah, you know, they'll never forget.
Wow, I can't forget my bag.
Yeah.
So we have the questions. Is that correct?
Yeah, I got
that. That was your assignment. I was like, wait, did they actually bring it? Okay, so we've had 8 months to consider these questions.
You too? This conversation happened 8 months ago?
Actually, no. So these people have had 8 months.
We've had a few months.
Okay.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say.
Whoa. I'm gonna.
I hope it hasn't been.
I'm gonna edit that to be eight. Like okay. it sounds nice and round.
Okay. Sounds great. Eight months.
Eight is the infinite number.
No, it's definitely not 8 months. I mean, I moved here 6 months
ago. Damn it. Okay. So
eight months works.
Let's work our way through these questions.
Yeah.
All right. Deep breath.
Let's do it.
Question one.
Can you introduce yourself with real honesty?
You know what? We should have just started with this because we went around the circle.
We should have.
Yeah, but we
had
the bullet
points. We never made it.
We were lying.
Because
it asked for real honesty.
Yeah.
So we were lying.
The first round is like you have something to compare now. Right. So like first round, we were totally lying.
So Kunal, I expect you to say, I'm still an architect.
I love architecture.
No problems with
closet it. Closet architect. Real honesty. So how would you compare, Helen, that's a great rubric that we have to measure like the thing that we first said. So how would you compare what you're about to say, like, I'm trying to struggle how to ask this question. Like, where do you go for honesty when you're trying to answer this question?
Is this a question to Helen or to the room?
Yeah.
This is Helen.
Is Helen. The eye contact is fierce.
Where do I go for honesty?
Yeah. Like if you talked about...
That's a deep-ass question. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Deep nights with Travin Lewis.
Holy crap.
Did you say that's not a deep question?
That's another deep question.
Oh, yeah. Were you not in front of the first part of this conversation? This is a heavy bag episode. We're answering heavy bag questions.
I wish I'd brought the bag.
Yeah,
with me.
Yeah, we should have been repping that.
Wow.
Because I do love the bag.
Let's not say what the bag is till the end. Open loop that.
Yeah.
So I want to focus in on you, Helen. You said earlier your response was Helen Tran, Shopify. Did you say Canadian? We also talked.
You said design lead.
She said design lead. Okay, so you identify yourself as, I'm just saying Canadian. Because I think you're Canadian, I think. Shopify, IT, design lead, and the label that you're given by your parents, Helen Tran, right? What, anything else?
Yeah.
What else did you say? Those three things, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now those are, according to you, those are your lies.
Yeah.
How do you, with honesty, describe yourself? Is that a question? Describe yourself.
Your question was where.
Yeah.
Your question.
Introduce yourself.
Give us an honesty.
Not even just honesty.
Yeah.
Real.
Real honesty. Real
but
honesty.
What's reality, guys?
This is the territory that we're getting into.
I think
I literally became a potato on my couch, looking at these questions, going in circles, and getting launched back out into like the depths of the universe.
Right. Because I have things that I could say to make people think that I'm smart.
Well, and
or that I'm
you
deep.
Might think that yourself.
Oh. Yeah, and that's like, reality.
How can you trust what you're perceiving about yourself?
Oh, how about this? I can tell you what other people have called me.
Sure.
Maybe that's a good place to start.
I don't agree with them, though.
That's okay. just rattle
Describe
a few
yourself.
Off.
So, yeah, I think we're jumping into the realm of like, what is objective, what is subjective?
Yeah.
When you're like talking about this personality, and like everything is subjective. Like there's no way that we can even know that there is an objective truth about any one thing. Even the fact that there is a thing is subjective.
Right.
I'm not even sure that Helen exists.
Yeah.
But we have
I could be a figment
potential.
Of your imagination.
Right.
Right.
I was, my son asked me, he's 4 and a half, and he goes, is this real?
Oh, no.
Yeah, and I go no. Next question. He goes. No, I think it's real. And I go no. We're the dream of a turtle, and or the the universe on the back, riding on the back of a turtle. And he's like, no, I can see myself. So for him, that works.
Yeah.
That works. So what do people say about you, Helen?
It depends on the person.
Right. Again,
I get mixed reviews.
Yeah. And thus describing that you're like a dynamic personality and that we kind of all have like different angles, right? Like sure. I've interfaced with you a number of times, but only have... I've interacted.
You plugged into me and interfaced with me. What?
I've jacked in. Into the Matrix, Helen Matrix.
No, pull it back. Yeah,
no, that's you guys.
Salad, bro.
No. Yes.
Quit your tossing.
No.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry.
I'm a room full of dads. Someone save me.
Now I have a headache.
I'm sorry.
Okay. I don't even know where we were.
Okay. I can try introducing question. Myself.
Where are we?
Who is that the next one? Where are
what
you?
What is this?
No, here's the beauty is there's editing and you're going to edit this.
I don't know.
Or not.
Yeah. So,
honesty to me meant showing some vulnerability. Because in the intro we give to others, especially in like a sort of like LinkedIn context, it can be easy to give like the really buttoned up, mm-hmm. really like secure answer.
You're trying to impress.
Right. Right. Or, you know, like I'm going to lead with kind of like the strongest thing. Mm-hmm. And maybe that doesn't cover everything, but mm-hmm. it presents like a strong like beachfront.
Like architecture is a prestigious label to have.
Yeah, absolutely.
Even though you're not an architect and you stopped going to architect school, you're like, you guys, listen, at one point in time, I qualified for the name of aspirational architect.
Yeah.
And I'm going to keep that with me how many years later?
Right. Too many to count.
Yeah.
Later.
So real honesty.
Real honesty.
That scares me.
Yeah.
Who are you?
So I think in my intro, I said I was a designer.
Mm-hmm.
But honestly, I don't know if I'm a designer.
Shoot. Yeah. Man, you are taking words right out of my mouth.
And I don't know if I want to be a designer.
Okay.
If I should be a designer.
Okay. I want to get a little meta. Obviously, Kunal is being vulnerable.
Yeah.
Here and we're the question was not like, hey, say something vulnerable. The question was say something real. And I'm not disagreeing with what you said, but I want to explore the idea of like let me get real right now. Why does that mean let me be vulnerable? Let me show you some soft tissue.
That was my interpretation of it.
Yeah. No, I'm not saying it's wrong. I'm just like exploring this. Like, why do we?
I think because especially in like a, we have all these ways of crafting like who we want to appear in different platforms, mm-hmm. you know, in different contexts. And so.
Do you think that just admitting right now that it's possible that you're not thrilled with the label of designer, does that ruin a few things for you, like appearing in a certain way in certain contexts with certain people?
Sure.
The audience that we have here are creative people.
Yeah.
Does that?
I don't know that I would write on LinkedIn that I'm a maybe designer, or that I would show up at work and say, "Yeah, I don't know if I can do this or not," you know?
Right.
Because that's my job,
mm-hmm.
And it's a job that, you know, I got hired for, and I think I can do pretty well.
Yeah.
But is it a job that I think I should be doing,
mm-hmm.
or that I can continue to do very well, or like want to continue to do very well? I mm-hmm. don't know.
Should be doing. We're gonna come back to that.
Yeah.
Chaz, give me some honesty.
Ooh.
Real.
Well, honestly, I pulled up these questions right before this and looked at my old answers.
Oh. That you wrote when you
that
first...
That I wrote.
Okay.
And wow. I mean, I used language that's so silly. Like,
okay. Right now, that's
like,
yeah.
Like, I'm looking at this and I'm like scoffing at my own answers. Like, are you serious? You
Can
wrote
you please
that?
Read?
Yeah. Oh, you have to read now.
Like, I'll one read, sentence. I'll read, the best sentence.
I'll read parts. Yeah. Yeah. Just a few of these words. at my core, I am a thinker attempting to live my life consciously.
Attempting to live my life consciously.
I intake oxygen.
With self-mastery.
Oh, with self-mastery.
You know, okay, so I want to just... Wow. Okay, first of all, let me tell you why I love this. Because I see myself in it.
Uh-huh.
Okay? Like, when I'm laughing, I'm not laughing at you.
Oh.
I'm laughing at myself reflected in this.
So, I'm laughing at you.
Helen's real. Helen's real.
That's good. Be real. Be real. This is a real safe place here. Yeah. Okay, so... When I filled this out, like, I did take time, which makes me even more surprised at what I wrote.
Yeah.
Going back, because I've forgotten.
Hmm.
But I really did take time, and like, I'm telling you, like, I was thinking, what's my personality type? I think I probably went and reviewed my like, four letter ENTP. Like, what do other things say about me? What have other people said about me? And I tried to distill it down, and like, I was probably projecting a little bit of what I want to be.
Yeah.
But I mean, if I was being fully honest, I would say I don't know. I don't know.
Okay.
How to introduce myself with real honesty. And really, like, a huge theme of my life for the past year or two has been know thyself.
Mm. Yeah.
And how I just keep coming back to that, and how that's debatably the most important thing you could do in life. Yeah. And but I think it's very, very difficult. And I don't think that I know fully who I am. Yeah, it's a very hard question for me to answer.
How would you start to know who you were? Like, if I gave you, like, okay,
sure,
like, next year we're gonna have this same conversation, and I want a clear and detailed, honest, a real honest answer. Hmm. Like, where would the work start?
I think pushing out into new experiences.
Go have some experiences.
Doing new things in new places with new people, trying to expose yourself to new things, mm-hmm. And seeing how you react to those things.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think consistency is where you learn about yourself.
Okay. Yeah. I understand what you're saying.
Mm-hmm. So, like, exposure and then reflection.
Mm-hmm. why did you make this noise and then move your eyebrows up and down?
I don't know. It sounded
exposure and then
reflection.
It sounded
like I had thought about that before.
that was good. No,
you
like
you like the response.
I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna write that one down.
I like the fact that you're talking about the two halves of it, right? Like, when we're talking about design thinking, we talk about convergence and divergence, when they both kind of like need each other. It's a symbiotic process. So you need to have that experience, and also you need to pause from the next experience and assimilate it into who you are, like reflect on it, as you put it.
Mm-hmm.
So the work that you would do is pause and experience and reflect new things.
Yes.
I think that I have no basis for saying that would work, but, you know, good luck.
Oh, hey.
Because we're going to do this in a year.
Put it on the calendar.
Helen, let me jump back to
Let's do it in New York, though. Sorry.
We talked a little bit about how other people see you. And maybe you could show us the widest range of how that comes back to you.
The widest range?
Yeah, like a person who's a fan and somebody who is not.
Right. So my biggest fan is probably my best friend.
Mm-hmm.
So she says, I'm funny.
Aww.
She says, I can be really sweet, and I know how to love people that I really care about. And she says that she knows I'm working on it, whatever it is, which I think I love her all the more for saying to me. And on the other hand, I get people that tell me I'm aggressive,
mm-hmm.
and too opinionated and too bossy and too in your face. So who my best friend sees is completely different than who I think some other people see. And I don't know, I think the concept of identity, like going back to this question in general, is really, I think people hang themselves up on it a lot. And I think I was hung up on it a lot when I was really like younger.
and you know, I would put a lot of weight in like, I'm a designer, I'm opinionated, I'm blah, blah, blah. Nah, I can be opinionated. I can be sweet. I can be aggressive. I can be a lot of things, and I'm sure a lot of people are. I think it lacks a lot of compassion when you have like a really set identity. And like, why would you want to put yourself in that box?
Right.
You're so much more f-ing interesting than a designer. Like, no, that's great. Like that you're like, yeah, I don't know if I want to be a designer. Awesome. Like, I'm sure there's parts of you that are much more interesting than I go to this company every day and I do wireframes. F- that. Like, we should be more interesting than that. And we should like be more compassionate to each other about, you know, what we identify ourselves about, like about.
That's great.
So
I was reading recently in a book about painting, and the guy was talking about people obsess, especially in the creative fields, about finding your style.
Right.
And the insight was that finding your style is good if you want to make a brand, like if you want to be a known entity.
Mm-hmm.
But it's actually bad for creativity.
Right.
It's bad for what makes you have a style.
Right.
Finding your style is not conducive to having a style.
Right. And I actually like have a really weird reaction when people come to me and they say, hey, I saw your Instagram. So like, you're a photographer, right? And I'm like, nah, like, nah, man. But I don't even know what that means. Like, what do you mean? Like, do you mean I just carry around my camera all the time? Mm-hmm. Or do you mean I own a camera? Do you mean I like pressing a button? Like, what do you mean? Like, am I just a photographer? Of course not. I have a whole bunch of things. It just so happens that I have that. And, you know, I
don't
try
put
to
me
avoid.
In your box.
Yeah.
Label.
Like, but then I know that I'm a person that probably has a little bit too much fire in me. And so I'm getting like feisty about this individual who's just trying to connect with me, God forbid. And I'm like, get the fuck away from me.
I know.
Don't put me in this box. I'm independent. I'm different.
That's so funny. I know that you've mentioned the word aggressive a few times as people describe it, and in a not good context. You don't like it. And I'm just imagining some like whippersnapper coming up and be like, I love your Instagram. You're a good photographer. And you're like, get away. Are you kidding me?
You don't know who I am?
Do you even understand? Do you understand identity?
Yeah. But I think that's really weird. Like, you call me aggressive. So, like, what do you think I do when I go home? Do I go home and like punch the door? No, I meant like a general pronoun.
All
like,
right.
Do you think I like go home and like punch the door? Do you think I like have like really weird relationships
like
with people?
Anger issues.
Yeah. It's so bizarre. It's like, am I stereotype?
What are they talking about when they say aggressive?
I don't know. I guess tone of voice. Or maybe just like personality clashing, which is totally fair. I don't judge anybody that calls me whatever. Again, I think I've gotten to the point where self-compassion is a little bit more important than what people think about me.
That's awesome.
And that is awesome.
How long did that take to get there? And what spurred the adventure? I can imagine somebody going their whole life and never realizing that self-compassion is more important than caring what people think about you. And my question is, like, when did that become important to you and how did you get there?
Good question. I think the past 2 years have been a huge learning curve for me. So I grew up really damn fast in the past 2 years. And I wasn't nice to myself. And I got myself in like a couple of weird situations.
Mm-hmm.
And I had really sat down and I said, why am I in this situation? Is it me? I'm the common denominator. So if all of these things are happening to me and I'm the common denominator, why am I getting into these situations? Is it, you know, the way I'm acting? Is it? And, you know, when I looked at it, I was like, actually, I'm not taking care of myself. And so people are responding by treating me like crap. And when you treat yourself like crap, it gives people license to treat you like crap.
Mm-hmm. Just following your example.
Exactly. And so people will believe whatever you show them.
Mm-hmm.
So when you come across like, I'm really awesome. I'm really confident. I know what I'm talking about. People have a tendency to believe you.
Mm-hmm.
And if you come across as, yeah, you know, I'm not really good at, you know, whatever I do. Yeah, I like kind of suck. I'm not that interesting. People will be like, oh, I guess I don't really need to spend time here. Like, I'll show myself out.
Right. They've just been told that that you're not interesting.
Yeah. So like in a way they're kind of trusting you to like, they're like, oh, okay. So, you know, benefit of the doubt. I'll just trust you. You said you suck. So I'll just walk away now.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So then I learned that I was like, oh, you know what? Maybe I should just be a little bit better to myself. And I found that night and day difference.
I like that. When we're talking about, you know, essentially identity, when we're saying honestly describe yourself, what's the phrase now? Really honest?
Introduce yourself with real honesty.
With real honesty. Your answer is somewhere along the lines of like, it doesn't matter.
Well, no, that doesn't matter. I think that's like kind of mean when someone's like, yo, who are you? I'm like, well, in the past week, I've gone to work at a company and I work on e-commerce. Mm-hmm. I think financial independence is important. I go to the gym a lot. I really like bodybuilding. I've seen my friends a few times because I find them really important. Like, that's who I am right now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And if you ask me again in a few months, probably be a little bit different.
Love it. Love it. When I said it's not important, I was hanging on the statement of it's more important to have self-love than to impress another person. I think we said something along those lines earlier. I'm muddying it up. Let's continue on. What's the next point on this questionnaire of...
Okay, the next question is, what do you think is the best job? It says a good parentheses, the best, end parentheses.
What do you think is the best job?
Yep.
Okay, you want to start us off, Chaz?
Oh boy, sure.
Chaz's former answers.
You already wrote. Yeah.
Should we? Okay, we'll compare and contrast.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
See what I agree with. Okay, so here we go.
I'm gonna interrupt. I love that you have answers because it makes this episode so good.
It does.
All right, so this, I will say this. This is me introducing myself with real honesty because. It's like embarrassing because I wrote these to go to somebody that I don't know.
Yeah.
That will never know me. And now I find myself on a podcast where like it's being written in the data sphere for eternity. Mm-hmm. So, okay.
Sent to the Library of Congress.
For eternity, you have a lot of trust in our servers.
Oh my gosh.
Way more than I do.
Okay, here we go. I'm not even going to pre-read.
I mean, we pay like $100 a year for this stuff.
That's all I can do. Okay,
yes, yes, please.
My expressive and engaging personality thrives when working with others to solve complicated problems. I like to think on my feet, connecting in the moment, and painting vibrant mental images to get buy-in. On new ideas. I aspire to work on projects with big goals, team efforts, and a chance to lead.
Mm-hmm. Wow. I feel like you treated this like a job interview.
Yeah, that's what I was just thinking.
Well, I mean, that's probably me looking for a job description to match. That.
Yeah.
Like
right, because the question is, what is your favorite job?
Like, that would be my Tinder profile, like looking for the right match, you know?
Yeah.
Really?
You want to swipe
for work?
Like job Tinder.
He wants to swipe
like,
right.
If that's your Tinder profile, you're going nowhere.
I'm single. I am single still.
He wants to swipe right on
a
job
for eternity,
where he can be expressively creative.
That's so good.
What was the phrase in the beginning?
What was it?
Swipe right on this.
Expressive, engaging personality.
Yeah.
Is that what you were talking
that
about?
That sounds more like a Tinder personality.
That does. Yeah.
Did you say expensive or expansive?
Expressive.
Expressive.
But let's go with expensive, though.
It's a pricey thing.
Expensive.
No, but yeah, I think what I was doing is trying to match, because it's in the question, right? What do you think is the best job?
Yeah.
And well, it depends on you as an individual. So I was trying to say, okay, who am I?
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't know all the jobs that exist in the world. So
what is
like,
this
okay.
bad company going to do with this data?
I don't know.
Maybe it's not a bad company.
Oh.
It's a front. It's a front.
It gets Ooh. Deeper. Like we have like a conspiracy now.
Some like IT companies. Like, let's just make a bag and sell it or something. You know this person, right?
We do.
Well, it's a friend of the... They're just a friend of the bag company.
Mm.
We know the friend.
Okay, wait a minute. Maybe there's no bag company.
Yeah. And they're just selling your data to big,
Maybe it's your friend that just wants to get to know you better.
Really, well, now you have a podcast that they can listen to.
Well, he's getting to
that
know.
That would be amazing.
He's getting to know one of me.
Yeah. I love that. That's great. That should be like on your Tinder profile.
Swipe right to get to know
swipe,
one of me.
Swipe right to get to know one of me.
You have to when we do this again in a year, you have to report back on how that went.
Okay, I'll try it. Yeah. If I could get anybody to swipe on that,
get to know,
meet me in person to meet.
Get to know another Chaz.
Get more Chaz.
So, did you ever answer the question? What is the best job?
So I never said a specific job. It was more just like an environment.
Yeah.
In a job, like. I didn't talk about an industry. Uh-huh. I didn't talk about a it was more just like, what are the personality traits that are required for this job?
And what would you say now, though?
Probably a similar thing. Like, I was comparing a little bit to my current job.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that I mentioned in there was about my personality, and I don't feel like I'm relying enough on my personality and engaging with other people, mm-hmm. and using that as a strength, which is something I like to do. I like to like meet people, engage with them, and build something, some value in that.
Mm-hmm.
But as a designer sitting in front of a computer most of the day, that's not happening too often.
Right.
Yeah.
So there's like a theme here.
Oh.
Pairing. Yeah.
Well, I'll just say, and what Kunal said, I feel like I told you like 2 days ago.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Word for word on some of it.
Yeah.
The theme is we all hate our jobs.
I mean, why don't I though? I love my job.
No, I like my job. I'm gonna come in from the depth. I like my job. I like what I do. Get out of here, Helen.
Definitely one of me likes my job.
Yeah.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Right? One of me loves my job.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Oh.
And all of Travis's love his job.
Guys, I'm just joking.
We're all in.
Please don't fire any of these people.
Nobody gets fired because they hate their job.
So how'd you all start a company? Well, we podcasted about how we don't like our jobs. We got fired. And we're like, we should just start a company.
But Travis is not in the company.
That makes bags. But get this, the bags are a front for collecting personal data.
People at tech companies.
Yeah. Right.
Mixed bag company.
Dear me. 10 points to anybody who can think of a good name for it by the end of the show. Mm. So,
you said end of the show.
Here's the thing. We've had a semblance of this conversation previously. And the thing that keeps on coming up for me, is that I never feel that way about anything. I mean, sure, if I stub my toe, I'm not very happy about that moment, but I've never had a job that I didn't absolutely love. Mm. I've never, like, you know what I mean? I've met people that are jerks, but I've never like met somebody that I didn't like want to like be happy around. Mm-hmm. And so I'm thinking, am I broken? Is there something wrong with me? Like, what am I missing out on?
I don't think so.
What angst do you have that drives you that I don't even have?
Yeah.
That's what I'm worried about.
Okay.
Well, I envy you.
I think it has something to do with my short-term memory. That I'm just happy because I can't remember what it's like to be anxious.
Yeah, you tell me things repeatedly all the time within a span of a few hours.
Yeah, that's because I can't remember shit.
Yeah, it's great short-term memory.
So I think my answer to that would be shorter, but along the same lines of, I really like being presented with ambiguous problems and being given smart, driven people to solve them with.
Mm-hmm.
And I think
and you're describing your job now. You're answering the second question?
Yeah, I'm answering the same question. And the sort of angst maybe that I've felt when I've changed careers, when I've changed positions, has been when I feel like I'm no longer learning what mm-hmm. I want to be learning mm-hmm. at a job.
Mm-hmm.
I have loved parts of every job that I've had.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've come to points where I realize that what I'm learning there, or the ways in which I'm being presented to grow,
mm-hmm.
no longer fit what I'm interested in learning.
Hmm.
So I don't know whether that means like I'm still like I'm Goldilocks and I'm still trying to find like the right thing or the right fit, or whether that's just going to be my like permanent state
mm-hmm.
of every 2 or 3 years. I'm going to be like, well, what should my role be now? What is the role that interests me right now? I think because I studied architecture for 5 years and then worked in it for about 2 years. So that's like my longest relationship in my life has been with architecture. and it only took...
You're still recovering.
And it only took 2 years of working within it to want to scratch another itch mm-hmm. and be like, I wonder if doing digital work would be more fulfilling.
Mm-hmm. And is it?
It is. But finding... So maybe I stay in that niche, or maybe I become an illustrator, or, you know. But I think that experience of leaving something so soon that I had spent so much time working on has kind of wired me to not assume I'm going to stay in any one role or be like confined to any one box for a very long time.
Right. Once you step outside the initial expectation that I have to be this thing,
right.
In your case, architect,
right.
You dash the expectations of people that are around you, also your own expectations. Mm-hmm. And I was going to say the word free, but now I'm just saying you have this like possibility.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we can argue whether that's freedom or not, but that's where you're at now. And you have this like, this is what I do. I'm Kunal, and I change things after a while.
Yeah.
A lot of that resonates with me when you're saying like, there's this other itch or there's like this reason I have to go. I experience very similar things, but in a different way. Usually after I leave, in retrospect, I'm like, oh, I wasn't happy. I wasn't where I needed to be. That's interesting, man. Los, what's the perfect job? Wait, what is the question? See, there's the memory thing coming.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, to you, what's the best job?
To you, what is the best job?
I've been thinking about this as you guys have been all talking about it. Mm. And I've been trying to kind of like refrain a like think of a response while you guys were talking, because I'm not listening to all you. So I'm going to fumble a little bit through it.
Sure.
So what is a good job, and in parentheses, the perfect job? Is that or the best job?
I think to
good,
you.
Good, in yeah. parentheses, the best.
The best job. Context, I have a wife and 3 children. The best job for me would be the one that allows me to spend time with them and influence them more than I can now.
Lifestyle.
So for me, it's unique, right? Because I feel like I have a lot to add to my family that I'm adding to my workplace instead.
Mm.
And so the best job would be the one that allows me the freedom to reverse that time.
I'm noticing that nobody yet has identified a role or a company or a task that they could do repetitively every month and get paid for it.
Yeah, it's not a role, a task, or a company, but it's what is something that allows you to focus on what you love and care about. And what you love and care about changes in the different stages of your life as mm-hmm. you go through life, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's at its core right now. Especially last week, I spent a week with my family.
Yeah.
And I thoroughly enjoyed that. And then a decision that my wife and I made, her name is Brittany, coming back, is that, look, I love, and we're like a single income family. And mm-hmm. so she stays at home with the kids, et cetera. And so the decision we made coming back was, hey, look, I can't be successful at being at home and doing a job and a podcast and all these other things. And so I need to be all in on one or the other. And so we agree that Tuesday through Friday, I'm all in on career, right? Work, career, et cetera, extracurricular, podcasting, whatever. And Monday through Sunday, I'm all in on family, right? And it's a decision that we need to make short term, maybe for like 6 months or a year. But it's a decision that's not done lightly. And those 4 days, I'm like, man, if it were reversed, it'd be awesome. Mm. Like, imagine if I could be all in 4 days with the family and three days with work. You know, it's like, it'd be cool to reverse that. So that's the answer for me, Travis.
Thanks, Lois. That's a really good place to end this part of the conversation. And we're going to cut it off now. We've had, I think, a lot of jumping around, but also a lot of really great insights. Kunal, you're talking earlier about your ability to change quickly and drastically, and possibly even the need that you have for that is kind of like making me look at what I do all the time and like, how does that kind of, I don't know, how can I learn from you is I guess what I'm saying. Chaz, I really liked what you were talking about, like saying, oh, this version of me, and like being okay with it. Like I'm a multifaceted kind of person. And I think Helen did a really good job of like explaining. Yeah. Well, I said small Chaz. That's all I remember.
We don't gotta go back to it.
You're like, gotta go back small to Chaz, like, wow.
We don't gotta go back to that.
Swipe right on small on Chaz.
Tinder profile.
Yeah. Helen took that
swipe right.
Helen took that
chat.
Idea and put it into like a time span. Like, what is my identity right now? Like this week.
Yeah.
How did I approach life this week? And I love that idea of like, Kunal, you're talking about existing with this identity as an architect for 5 years, and mm-hmm. and breaking it down smaller allows you to have so much more versatility in it. And Los, how you are putting your identity not necessarily on how you want to be perceived or the things you want to accomplish, but who are you supporting?
Yeah.
So we're going to pause there and we're going to pick it up next week, guys. Thank you so much for listening. Kunal, Chaz, Helen, Los, thank you guys so much for joining in. And you want to do the ending stuff?
Yeah. You can catch us on Instagram, Trav and Los. We have an email, travandlos@gmail.com. We have a Twitter. We're pretty active there. Travandlos. And we have a website, travandlos.com.
Travandlos.
And you get the idea. We have this SEO on lock.
Yeah. So the music you're about to hear is the exit intro. You know, I chose it. So that's why it's not as good. All right. Good night, everyone.
That was cool.
That was good.
Oh man,
that was good.
That went quickly.